If you have your Bibles, John, the second chapter, we're looking at the first 11 verses here. We're going to take time to, over the course, have the opportunity to do this, to look at a few miracles and look how these miracles can teach us some principles of why we're here. John, the second chapter, we see here, chronologically speaking, the first recorded miracle that Jesus performed. He said, on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "You have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they refilled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside, and he said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine comes next. But you have saved the best till last." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples, and there they stayed for a few days. Now, there's various thoughts we could obviously share here. The fact that it was the third day that this wedding took place. And of course, the third day was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We could talk about the wedding and how we see in Ephesians that Jesus is the husband and the bride. The wife is the church. We can see also, too, how there was water that was brought forth and it was transformed, and how we are transformed through being buried in water because we come in contact with the blood, as seen in Romans 6. But let's focus on verse 11. Again, verse 11 says in John, the second chapter, what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Glory here, in the Greek, doxa, to praise, to magnify, to extol, to honor, to lift up. And isn't that why we're here today? To glorify, to magnify, to honor and lift up the Son who came down to earth. I think Paul says it best in Philippians, the second chapter, starting in verse 8. Paul writes, "And being found in the appearance as a man, he," this being Jesus, "humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death of the cross. Therefore, God exalted him," doxa, "to praise, to magnify, to extol, to glory. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of the God the Father." Just as we see the first miracle of Jesus was the beginning of the revealing of his glory and his majesty, we are here to partake symbolically of his body and blood, because we glory in the knowledge of our redemption. We glory in the knowledge of his resurrection. We glory in knowing, as Paul knows, that he sits at the right hand of God. So we gather here to remember the miracle of Christ's resurrection and to give him the praise and glory that he deserves. Let's pray. Almighty Father, God in heaven, we're truly grateful and thankful for this day. Lord God, as we see the glory of Christ beginning at the first miracle at the wedding feast at Cana, the Lord God, we're here to lift up, to glory, to extol, to doxa, your Son, Jesus Christ, who sits now at the right hand because of his sacrifice, his death, his burial and resurrection. Father God, we thank you that we can share in this feast together in remembrance of him. And Father God, we lift up this prayer now through your Son, Jesus Christ.